Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're just joined shortly here by Julian Chandra. He's the CEO and creator of Odyssey. He just happens to be coming through town, and he's formerly of TikTok, too. And so he just wanted to come in today and say, hey, look, we're not censoring free speech on Odyssey. InfoWars is on Odyssey. They let us live stream there. We appreciate that. But really, you see what's going on with all of these new other news organizations being pulled off because they're called Russian propagandists or whatever. You don't believe that that's a good thing. Odyssey's never going to engage in that censorship.
Yeah, that's true. You have to allow for freedom of press. And you can't make these distinctions between, like, oh, this is, state media versus public media or billionaire-funded media or stuff like that. So it's a slippery slope if we were to deplatform any kind of state media. So we're just going to allow it and let people, you know, make their own choices what they want to watch and believe.
Exactly. And any time, I mean, I just look at it from this kind of standpoint. Anytime I'm only allowed to hear one side of the story, I'm probably being deceived. I'm probably being lied to. There's something else afoot. And so that's what I see with them just not letting you hear from Putin, not letting you hear from Russia, even if they're the bad guys, and that's fine, but you should still be allowed to hear from them.
Exactly. It's you don't need someone to control what you should be allowed to read, consume, hear, listen to, etc. That's horrible, in my opinion. And I think a big part of, you know, what we're trying to do with Odyssey is just give agency back to the people, the creators and stuff, where they can create what they want. They don't have to worry about, advertisers, et cetera. And people can just watch what they want. We want to revive the original spirit of YouTube, which is about freedom of expression and creativity and those sorts of things.
Is that kind of the thought process that goes into Odyssey, is replicating what YouTube once was?
Yeah, exactly. I grew up on YouTube. I loved it. The golden era of Filthy Frank and iDubbbz and all these channels.
And you could find anything and everything, and it wasn't even difficult.
Yeah. I used to watch, Alex's content on YouTube all the time. But now, unfortunately, what we're seeing in the market is YouTube doesn't want to be YouTube anymore. It's going down this path where it wants to be,
It's more like corporate television now.
Exactly. And they're prioritizing those types of creators like Trevor Noah, et cetera, and stuff like that. Nothing against Trevor Noah. He's great, but that's...
Oh, I disagree with that.
but that's clearly what they want to do. And then you have these, fly-by-night platforms that come around and they say, oh, we're free speech. They have all the generic sloganeering you would expect from a new platform, but they're essentially just political echo chambers. So, you go to those sites that looks like FoxTube Online or something like that. It's exclusively only right-wing content. So you're not even getting any kind of diversity of opinion there. And that's all they have to offer. So with Odyssey, it's just we're trying to build something really generalist.
And there's also something else happening right now. And I don't know if you're planning on Odyssey being a part of this. I'm not sure. And I don't want to tip your hand or anything. But there seems to be this new movement of just people that believe in free speech that don't want to be involved with the corruption and the censorship of Silicon Valley moving to Austin, whether it's Tesla, Joe Rogan. I know Float has moved here. InfoWars has been here forever. I mean, there's this new shift I see happening. And again, I don't know if Odyssey is planning on being part of this. Are you guys moving to Austin?
No. We're spread out.
You're everywhere?
I'm in Vegas at the moment. We're looking at Miami. Shout out to Mike Solana and Scott Nolan because they kind of spearheaded the whole Silicon Valley movement into Miami as well. But Austin, I'm not saying it's not on the table. Could be. We just have to see.
But what I'm seeing is, and Odyssey is a part of this, it's we're realizing Silicon Valley is not going to work with us. They're not going to let us have speech. They're going to try to censor us, whatever. So we have to create our own new hubs, and we have to create our own new dynamics with Odyssey, with Rumble, with Bandout Video to say, hey, look, there are still going to be free speech platforms. We're not going to operate out of the scum of Silicon Valley, and we're going to create our own economies now.
Yeah, look, the original spirit of Silicon Valley was agency of people, liberalism to, say what you want, do what you want. Social media is about being social, right? If they're going to introduce, all these new ways of conducting their business, like, people will eventually just get tired of it and just leave it of their own accord. So what we're building is essentially we're just laying the foundation for everybody to come across. But we're trying to do it in a non-polarizing way, whereby, like...
And people have loved Odyssey, folks. We thank Julian. He just came in for a quick segment. He's doing a lot of work here. We thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much.
Alex Jones here with a very simple proposal for all our great InfoWars listeners and viewers. If you will simply get X3 with all three types of good iodine that boosts your immune system and help everything that goes on in your body at the cellular level, it will change your life. It will invigorate you. It will empower you. Almost everyone has iodine deficiency. Look into it for yourself. It's the opposite of fluoride. It's the good halogen. And then your purchase of X3 funds our operation. Now, a lot of our products have been sold out and never came back in because of the lockdowns and supply chain breakdowns. We were sold out of X3 for a long time. And I had it on sale for 50% off, and a lot of folks were getting it. And I was thinking, you know what? I'm going to bring it back on sale again just until it sells out. Because even though we won't make as much money in the long run, a lot of folks need this product, and we need to get the money from the sales in now to stay on air. So get your X3 right now at 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. You have U.S. senators in both parties saying we may need to go ahead and nuke Russia first, and the Russians are aware that's almost happened before. What do you think that makes the Russians do? Well, it makes them go into war mode. So I don't like them invading Ukraine. I don't like him putting his nuclear forces on maximum alert. Only one level above that on their DEFCON, just like our system, and that's fire the weapons. And so now we have Democrats all over the news saying, let's just use nuclear weapons on Russia. Think of their ignorance. Russia has hundreds of submarines off our coast with sea-launched missiles that would vaporize our cities within 5 minutes on average of being launched. Launch cruise missiles that fly at Mach 5. Land launch system they can also launch from ships that are at Mach 9 and cannot be shot down. And yes, the United States has those too. That's a Pentagon lie that Russia developed systems that we don't have. It's on record the U.S. has those systems. The point is, it's called mutually assured destruction or MAD for a reason, because anyone that would violate the MAD doctrine is insane. And you know, I'm on the side of not having a nuclear war, especially when Russia's not starting a fight with us, and especially after we just heard for years that everything happening in this country is run by Russia, when that was all a giant lie. The globalists are the outside evil force.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're back live here in studio, and Dan Lyman now joins me, writer for InfoWars, InfoWars Europe, Border Hawk News, and we're going to be discussing some of the latest news here, and I've got some interesting video clips that I think Dan is going to get a kick out of from the new, I guess you could say the new Trigglypuff. I mean, just screaming liberals, just screeching and hemming and hawing. To the just blatant theft that goes on. So now when you go to the store and you can't go get a bottle of shampoo without having to request somebody come unlock it because everybody's stealing, we're going to show you why. And then The View saying the Constitution is trash. So that's nice. But, Dan, what do you make of the latest breaking news here, from the vaccines killing people to the globalists wanting World War III with Russia, to a Surgeon General wanting to censor free speech? I mean, this is – do you feel like we're getting – closer to the end of all this, or is it, do you think we're getting closer to the permanent state of all of this?
It feels more like a permanent state. It feels like we just cycle from one crisis to the next, and the other one hasn't quite finished, so we're kind of tailing off on that when we started the next one, and you do have to wonder what they have in store next. But we just saw that we had that video come out today or yesterday of the exec at Bayer admitting that basically they had to hoodwink the mass population to taking the mRNA injections, and they said that 2 years ago most people would have said no. He estimated 95% of people would have said no, and because of the COVID crisis, the COVID scamdemic, they've been able to get many people on board with
this. And don't forget, I mean, Kamala Harris and Joe Biden, they all said they're never going to take this vaccine because Trump is president. But then when Biden became president, they loved it. The vaccine didn't change. The ingredients didn't change. That's science.
The science is settled, too.
The science is settled until it's not settled, and the Surgeon General is going to make sure that he censors your free speech in the process. And it's just amazing. I mean, we have caught these crooks red-handed. They've been caught. It's so pathetic that our government, Democrats, Republicans, whoever, like, it's so pathetic. Nobody wants to stop this crime. Nobody wants to hold the big pharmaceutical companies accountable. It's like nobody.
No, and it makes you wonder really who is in charge. Are our officials in charge, or is it entities like Big Pharma that are actually the ones that are in charge?
By the way, we have that clip, guys. Let's go ahead and roll clip 8. Here's the clip you're talking about with the board member of Bayer basically saying, yeah, we had to deceive people to taking this deadly shot. Here it is.
We're really taking that leap, us as a company, Bayer, in cell and gene therapy, which to me is one of these examples where really we're going to make a difference, hopefully, moving forward. There's some, ultimately the mRNA vaccines are an example for that cell and gene therapy. I always like to say, if we had surveyed 2 years ago in the public, would you be willing to take gene or cell therapy and inject it into your body, we would have probably had a 95% refusal rate. I think this pandemic has also opened many people's eyes to innovation in the way that was maybe not possible before.
The irony of calling that a World Health Summit, it's a World Death Summit. But, you know, Dan, I remember, and maybe the crew can find some of these stories, remember when it was probably like, I want to say October 2020-ish, where we were reporting and other outlets were reporting that this was an mRNA technology. And they said, no, it's not. There's no mRNA shot. There's no mRNA. There's not mRNA in these shots. Now they just promote it as the mRNA. It's like they expect us to not have a memory or something.
Yeah, you know, I was remembering the other day when they first started talking about the rollout of these injections, there was so much hype around the temperature that they were going to be stored at. If you recall, it was going to be negative 40 degrees or something like that. And they were really hyping that and saying, you know, oh, it's going to be this really stabilized, liquid that's going to be in this really cold, the carry cases and however they move it around. And then we heard all about that, and that was really to make you feel comfortable, everything's under control. And, you know, I have friends and medical professionals who have gone in for, unfortunately, for their injections, and they were disturbed at the way that the vials were being handled. Some of the vials were unlabeled. They said people were just basically mixing together solutions in the
and they were reporting how, like, they had gotten contaminants in there, and they'd be like, what are these contaminants? It's like dust and particulate from the air, I guess?
Yeah. We heard, obviously, in Japan, they on multiple occasions, they had to shut down the injection programs in multiple cities because they were finding, like, actual fragments of something in the solutions.
They're like, we don't know what this is. We're not going to inject it anymore.
Yeah, so it really makes you wonder. I mean, even the quality control, even if you believed in the whole thing, you have to question the quality control at very bare minimum.
I mean, the crew is pulling up these stories. They just had them. They were saying, it's like official medical journals and stuff saying, there's no such thing as mRNA technology. There's no such thing as mRNA in the vaccines. And now they just say, hey, come get your mRNA vaccine. I mean, this is torture. This is gaslighting. I'm just amazed that, I mean, but that's the thing is, should I really be amazed when I watch a group of people in New York yesterday protesting that they want a mask mandate? Like, should I really be amazed that we're going through this when I have stuff like that going on?
You know, maybe a couple of years ago we might have been shocked, but I think at this point in clown world we shouldn't be surprised by anything at this point.
Like, what are they gonna protest for next? Just like vaccines every day? Like, I want the vaccine every day, and I want everybody to get it every day. I want to live in equilibrium. By the way, freedom, peace, and love.
It's very bizarre.
Look at these people. Hey, but you know what? I give credit. The one individual is wearing a helmet. So, I mean, at least that, I mean, that's commitment right there. You're wearing the mask. You're wearing the helmet. Maybe she's got some knee pads, too.
You know what I love? I've spent a lot of time in Florida in the past month and a half. And most of it is a pretty functional. It feels fairly normal. But Miami is an island of itself, and it's still, you know, totally mask crazy. And in the state of Florida, you don't have to wear a helmet to ride a motorcycle. So you have a lot of people riding around Miami on motorcycles and scooters without helmets with their masks on. I see it all the time. It's really
amazing. Well, it's safety.
Yeah.
It's, you know, we're stopping a virus.
Right.
It's like, you know, I might fall off the bike and die. I think maybe that's it. Maybe we should just mandate helmets. I think everybody should probably wear a helmet all the time. We don't want you running into things. You know, you might run into a fence post or something. We can't have that. I don't want to. Boulders are just falling from the sky. I got to wear a helmet now. Like, maybe that's what we do, is we start trolling the left. We're like, mandate helmet wearing, mandate wearing knee pads. And they're like, what are you doing? It's like, what do you mean? You started this with the masks. I'm just going full on with it now.
I guess it's not that far of a leap from basically, you know, ordering children under desks not too long ago during the last, Red Scare. So,
but FEMA wants you to know that if there's a nuclear explosion in your house, that just make sure you wear a mask. Right. All right, because the nuclear bomb is just going to completely obliterate you. But we want you to go to the grave with the mask.
Well, you know? If you recall, not too long ago, when there was a hurricane bearing down on Louisiana, FEMA and the governor of Louisiana told everyone that part of hurricane preparedness was to go and get your injections.
Well, they said the vaccine stops you. It stops everything. It's a magical vaccine. It stops you from even dying or anything. Prevents death.
They did say that the all case cause of death lowered if you took injection.
They're like, okay, well, sure, the vaccine doesn't stop you from getting COVID, but it stops everything else. Anything else, like, please just take the shot. It's so great that I'm begging you to take it. All right, when we come back, we're going to watch people just rob and blind in daylight now. We've got crazy leftists, and you're not going to believe, or maybe you will, what was said on The View this morning. It's a total hack show. We'll be right back with Hyman.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Lyman in studio here. It's the Alex Jones Show. Owen Schroyer sitting in. Alex will be back. In fact, I think he's planning an emergency broadcast for tomorrow. It's like he's going to land and then probably come right into studio and start working again. And then we'll be back Sunday Night Live as well. But folks, everything we do here is made possible by your support at InfoWarsStore.com. The supplements are great. The hats, the t-shirts, the toothpaste, the air filters, the water filters. I am a big fan of the air filters. I actually have three in my house. I've got two of the water filters. If you're not filtering your water, you're just crazy at this point. You're just absolutely crazy. I mean, I could sit here and just read off all these different stories. Like, they were pouring, I forget what the name of it is, but it's like the juice, like the liquid juice from dead people into public water supplies here in Austin. You're like, what? Yeah, that's what they're doing to the water supply. Why would you not filter your water with a water filter from InfoWarsStore.com? If you haven't done that, I would do that now. Plus the storable foods and all the other emergency and preparedness gear that is InfoWarsStore.com. And we got big sales going on right now, like 50% off Winter Sun Plus. Top-rated, top-selling supplements like BrainForce Ultra, 40% off. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com. And your support there keeps us on the air. All right, let's play this clip that maybe isn't so shocking from The View, and we'll get Dan Lyman's response. So this is, I mean, The View is the biggest joke in the history of television. They don't have a combined IQ of 5. If you combine all the hosts' IQ, Joy Behar fell flat on her face yesterday. They promote vaccines and then get sick, and then they do the theater like, oh, I just tested positive for COVID, so I'm going to walk off the set now because that makes sense. But here's the latest insanity from The View today. Check this one out.
Some will say, okay, so are you arguing for throwing out the Constitution? Should the Constitution be thrown out? What do we do? Is it a living document? Is it a sacred document?
It's certainly not sacred, all right? The Constitution is kind of trash. Well, let's just talk as adults for a second.
What did you say? It's what?
It's kind of trash.
Trash.
It was written by slavers and colonists and white people who were willing to make deals with slavers and colonists. They didn't ask anybody who looked like me what they thought about the Constitution.
So the Constitution is trash, and nobody on The View, I mean, Joy Behar kind of like for a second was like, wait, the Constitution is trash? So, I mean, what could The View say next that could really tell you who they are? I mean, what are they going to say next? Look at this. Who is this guy anyway? Ellie NYC? But see, she sits on there with a Ukraine shirt. I think, Dan, I think they should go to Ukraine. I hear they have a nice constitution over there in Ukraine.
Oh, I'm totally fine with it. We should forcibly deport them to Ukraine.
They can take their whole, they can take the View desk, they take the whole crew, everything.
Yeah, if they have a problem with the U.S. Constitution, then they can go live elsewhere. There's a lot of other countries in this world.
I mean, they are free to leave. I don't think anyone's keeping them here.
No, for sure. It's not Canada, where Canadians are actually not free to leave if they don't have the proper injections.
I would gladly trade. I want to propose a trade right now. Let's trade the entire cast of The View for Vladimir Putin. Would you accept that?
I'm fine with it.
You'd take that trade?
Certainly.
What about you guys? Do you guys like that trade? Whole cast of The View for Putin? Yeah, I think so. Do you think? I don't see Vladimir Putin calling the U.S. Constitution trash. I don't see that happening. I don't see him where, oh, look, I'm virtue signaling for Ukraine. Oh, my gosh. Okay, go pick up a gun. Go put your helmet on and go kill Putin. Lindsey Graham and Sean Hannity will be right beside you. They're ready to go. Isn't it so sick, though, Dan? I mean, we're not surprised by Lindsey Graham and Sean Hannity, but it's just so sick. They've never seen a war they didn't want you to die in.
No, I think we should be really cautious how we are viewing this entire thing. When Sean Hannity and The View are on the same side, that should raise some red flags, and we should say, you know what, maybe we should really try to understand more about what's going on before we jump to any conclusions.
Well, hey now, Marina Abramovich stands with Ukraine.
Is she Ukrainian?
I don't know, but she stands with Ukraine. She wants you to know that she stands with Ukraine, and so you should too.
Right.
And they're going to be doing spirit cookings now in honor of Ukraine.
Right.
And death black magic to try to take Putin out. That's what Abramovich is probably doing, a spirit cooking right now to get Putin out of Russia. I mean, doesn't that tell you something, though? Putin may be a really bad guy. The globalists want him dead. I mean, they want a Gaddafi Putin. That's what I think they're going to try to do.
Well, I think it's not necessarily that the enemy of my enemy is my friend, but I'm definitely probably more closely sympathetic to whoever Maria Abramovich is opposed to, at least if I had to pick one side or the other. I'm probably going to lean the other way, just out of principle.
Oh, you're telling me the woman that does the weird blood rituals and the satanic rituals, you're a little turned off by that?
Yeah, probably not.
You don't like the Satan worshippers?
Probably not agreeing on too much with her.
I mean, that thing looks like it just rose from the crypt. I mean, that looks like a demon right there. And then what was it? Bill Gates did the thing where, like, she was the first virtual. Do you know what I'm talking about? It was like they did the first, like, virtual thing with the headsets. And, like, it was Marina Abramovich, like, you are in the Microsoft world now. Thank you, Bill Gates. And she's like the first virtual woman ever or something.
She's going to be the most powerful witch in the metaverse.
Oh, my gosh. Here we go. Speaking of witches, guys, this is just fantastic. I mean, let's just be honest. Look at this. Look, this is the new Trigglypuff. This is the pro-pedophile, pro-trans kids left. They just keep giving us the gold. I mean, these people are mentally ill. Here's your latest evidence in clip 13. What do you think about that?
You remember when Aid Skrillex, you know Aid Skrillex.
Oh, like yesterday.
But at the time, he was such a novel thing. He was this very unique. We said, wow, we haven't seen one of these out in the wild yet. And it was this new thing. And it looks like there's like this whole group of Aid Skrillex that are just running wild now all over the place.
Yeah, that's like the female Aid Skrillex.
Yeah.
I mean, just the whole look of this individual. This is what the globo homos have done to people, though. You know? That's what's so sad about this. This is what the globo homos have done to people, and they're just gone.
I recommend, if the crew wants to go onto the libs of TikTok, Twitter, most recently, they have another very similar video of two creatures like that barking at each other in the back of the car. That's another another gem.
Guys.
Libs of TikTok is one of the best things to ever happen to the internet. I'm
surprised they still let it operate.
Yeah.
But they're proud of it. Like, she probably looks at that video like, yeah, I stuck it to that transphobe, yeah. With my big fat gut hanging out, yeah. I mean, look at that thing. Oof. Oh, my gosh. I don't know if I can do it. But guys, if you see this video of these two people barking at one another, I mean, what the hell is going on in this planet? All right, we may have to show it. And then, folks, if you're hungry, you just can go rob Walgreens, okay? Just in case you wanted to know if you need some shampoo or some soap, or maybe you want a candy bar, just go rob Walgreens now. Oh, my gosh. Oh, no. Oh, no.
It's hard to believe that we're already into March 2022. And in the month of February, we had a very popular sale that was going of our flagship product, X3. that has all three types of the amazing iodine your body needs for every electrochemical cellular activity in your body, your immune system, your stamina, your libido, so much. And the majority of the population in the world is iodine deficient. This is the very best iodine out there. So, we had on sale 50% off, but we sold more than half of what we have. More isn't going to come in for a long time, so I took it back to full price. And I was thinking, you know what? We need the funds in now to stay on air. Plus, this is a great product everybody needs. So to incentivize folks out there that have been on the fence to get X3 and experience it yourself and support the broadcast, I'm going to keep it at 50% off until it sells out. Get X3 right now exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com for 50% off.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Here, we're just trying to lighten the mood with a little humor. But, you know, here's the connection. These fools that run around acting like jackasses and clowns as like some sort of weird social gimmick, I mean, these are the people that are going to get us into World War III. Because that's where the public support for this crap comes from, is from these
ignoramuses. And that's what, see, if these libs would just leave us alone and they can go out and do all their weird, kinky bull crap, that'd be one thing. No, they fall for all the propaganda crap. They vote us into tyranny. They support all the our rights being taken away. That's the problem here. I'm all about live and let live. These people won't let us live.
And mental illness is rampant. I mean, I just see it as I'm, you know, walking around now, spending more time in the U.S. It is it's crazy out there. People yelling strange things at you. I had a woman yelling at me while I was sitting at a red light the other day. She's going, it's green, and she was standing next to my car, and I was looking at her, and she was looking very normal otherwise. Mental illness is a serious issue right now, and I think that the whole COVID situation the last couple of years has really amplified the whole thing.
It definitely put gasoline on the fire. Where's the Surgeon General on the mass mental illness? All right, like here's some of these videos, folks. I mean, it is funny. It's also sad. These people are a victim of a psychological weapon that's destroyed them, and chemical weapons in the food and the water that has destroyed them. And so, you know, part of me feels bad, but then the other part of me is like, you know what? They hate my guts. They want me dead, so maybe I shouldn't feel so bad. Let's go to the two barking in the car. This is the type of crazed behavior that radical leftists are engaged in. I mean, folks, I'm sorry to do this to you, but we had to watch it, so check this out. And you notice that, like, it's all about ugliness, right? It's all about how can I be ugly? How can I destroy God's temple of the human body? It's the same thing. They all think they look different. They all look the same.
It's a worship at the altar of ugliness. Everything has to be dissonant, even when they wear expensive clothing. Some of them do. It has to be the absolute most mismatched, ugliest stuff that you can put together. I was jogging, and I decided to cut through a college campus, actually a large university down in Florida, and got to see a lot of the students in their element. And, you know, college kids are not known necessarily for dressing well, and that's totally fine, but the ugliness, it really struck me. It's this Gen Z they're seeking ugliness, and they're really pushing the boundaries of how bad they can look on purpose, intentionally.
Oh my God, what is that? Where do you guys find this stuff? That's what I'm saying. Can you imagine if you ran the libs of TikTok account? Can you imagine the stuff that she has to pile drive through just to find that content?
Maybe the stuff that isn't even appropriate for Twitter. I mean, the horror shows that she has to see. But, you know, I have to give her so much credit. She's actually getting results. We're seeing, you know, professors and teachers actually being suspended or fired due to what she exposes. But what's amazing is not only are these people deranged, but they advertise their derangedness on their social media. They film themselves saying really disturbing things, and they're not worried about any consequences. They have no shame whatsoever.
That's their offense, is being as disgusting and grotesque as possible because really, to me, I don't even think they do it for themselves. I think they do it because they want to offend. Like, they want to walk around and offend people and be shocking and abhorrent just to get a response, just to get attention almost, and offend you.
Yeah. The way they smell, the way they look, the things they say.
I mean, but that's the problem is, you talk about going through the college campus. They promote all of this. Like, they get promoted. Oh, guys should wear dresses. Oh, girls should have armpit hair. Girls should shave their heads bald. And it's like, hey, do whatever you want. I don't really care. But let's stop acting like that's attractive. Let's stop acting like that's what people want to see.
Well, that's what they're elevating now, even with the new models that they push on us in the fashion magazines and in the advertisements. It's how fat can we go? What's the fattest person we can feature?
This woman had to be 800 pounds. I mean, it's like she ate Lizzo. And she's trying to be a fashion model. And I mean, like, how do you even put clothes on a beast like that? Like, how do they even make clothing for something like that? It's like Jabba the Hutt.
Yeah, we're supposed to be concerned about sustainability, and then we have to be making these outfits that require three times the amount of
Think about the textiles.
Yeah.
Think about the carbon that is used just to make the textiles for these massive beasts of humanity.
And the fuel that they consume.
Oh, all right. Let's go to a different angle of this insanity, though. This is, going on in a Walgreens. In fact, I don't know if these are three separate occasions or all the same occasion, but it's broad daylight. A man walks into Walgreens with a backpack, and I mean, he just starts filling his bag. Here, guys, let's start with clip 17. Go ahead and roll clip 17 here.
You going to jail, buddy.
Oh, yeah, you'd think he's going to jail, but he's not. Miami here.
Go and check everything. You
The individual goes in with a backpack and steals, just fills it with cosmetic products, hair products, and everything. So here's the situation, Dan. You go out, whatever, grocery shopping, retail shopping, whatever. And I'm going to go get some shampoo. I'm going to go get some body wash. I'm going to go get some lotion or whatever. Oh, it's behind a locked door. And now you can't get it. You got to go get permission to have the person open it up because we have such rampant crime happening now.
Yeah. You know, there's a great account on Twitter, another great one, Battle Beagle, good friend of mine. And he makes these outlandish, they sound outlandish, these predictions about what's coming. And many of them actually turn out to be, they end up being true. And one of them was last year he said that a vision of the future for him that he saw was that steaks would eventually actually be behind locked glass, or you would need a store representative or employee to access a steak for you. And not too long ago, photos started circulating around. I think it was at a Walmart or a Target where they actually had locking mechanisms on the steaks because too many of them were being stolen. So, you know, we can say it's Walgreens. Maybe I don't really shop at Walgreens, or I'm not in San Francisco, so it doesn't really affect me. But this is something that's happening across the country, and eventually it's going to be affecting the steaks that you want as well, or it already is.
Well, look at this one. You got police were looking for somebody who sold $15,000 worth of meat, and that's kind of an impressive meat heist. But, yeah, I remember when it first started happening and people were complaining. They'd be like, oh, my gosh, putting these products behind a locked door is racist. And you're saying, wait a second, you're the one that's assuming that it's racist because I guess you're associating it with black people. Well, who's ever doing it? The point is, what are you supposed to do if you're Walmart or Walgreens and it's just all your stuff is getting stolen? What are you supposed to do? You have to put it behind locked glass.
Right. Or we see what's going on in San Francisco. They simply have to close the store. Walgreens has closed.
Yeah.
Dozens of locations in San Francisco, the Bay Area in recent years.
Dude, I talk to people in D.C. and they're like, D.C.'s gone. It's dead. Like, D.C. is dead with all the crime. I mean, half the buildings are boarded up. Nobody goes out to dinner. Nobody's going shopping. Everybody's leaving. And that's the vision of the Democrat future. Just a dead shell of a society.
Yeah. It's the cities. You know, we've been saying, some of us for years now, get out of the cities. And that is still my advice. Most cities are, you know, we should be escaping from this. I just sent this over to the crew. I believe this is a shot from Seattle.
What are we looking at here?
Shocking. Rampant drug use, ODs on the sidewalks in Seattle. And
is this all stolen merchandise that they have all in around too?
And it could be. It could be.
Because I noticed they just have all this merchandise, some of it not even out of the box, and it's just littered all about the ground.
I look at all these people who have overdosed. They're slumped over. It's so sad.
Just slowly killing themselves. And that's the microcosm. That's the goal. The globalists want you dead. And if they can get you to kill yourself, that just makes the job so much easier for them. You know, they don't need to worry about forcing an injection that might kill you. Oh, just go kill yourself. Yeah, go here, here. Here's a free crack pipe. Here's a free needle, you know. This is good for you. It's the Clean Needle Act. And then you go through Seattle and you see all these people, like, looking dead on the sidewalk.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535.
802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. teamg'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, final segment here with Dan Lyman, and then Jay Dyer is taking over. I want to tell you, we've got some exciting news. We've got a new sponsor here of InfoWars, and this is very cool stuff. Dan, in fact, if you would divulge, please. Yeah, put those bags on the desk that they're right there. Yeah. Put those there. We got some blades there too, folks. This is high end quality stuff that we've got here from EvaTacPlus.com. The InfoWars collection is now live. Get mega discounts on top preparedness gear at EvaTacPlus.com. InfoWars has teamed up directly with the great patriots over at EvaTacPlus.com to bring you the best preparedness gear out there. The entire EvaTacPlus.com store is on mega discount, from lightning-fast spring-assisted knives to the best portable solar chargers and survival gear. With imminent threats ahead, things have never been more unstable. Survivalists are preparing for the worst. Now is the time to get prepared. Stock up now and take advantage of this major sale exclusively for InfoWars listeners at EvaTacPlus.com. And I'm telling you, when these products got brought to my desk today, I mean, it was like, there's a wow factor. These are the most high quality bags you can pretty much get. They got like 13 pockets, it looks like here. I mean, nothing is getting through this, not even COVID probably. And then look at these
blades here. Dan,
pick one of those up too. And so you can see for yourself. I mean, just look at this, folks. I mean, that is superior quality right there. And if you're a fan, a lot of people are just fan of blades. They like collecting pocket knives and stuff. You're going to love what they're doing over at EvaTacPlus.com. And so we're glad to have them on board as sponsors now. And folks, I just got to tell you, this is top quality stuff right here. I mean, this is about as elite as preparedness gear with these bags and these knives as you're going to find. So very excited for you to get these specials at EvaTacPlus.com. Now, Dan and I were actually discussing this last night. Mark Zuckerberg claims humans will live in metaverse one day and leave reality behind. And it plays into this. It all connects with the climate change and eating the bugs and making the world ugly and destroying the economy. They want to make the world such an ugly, miserable place that you want to escape to the metaverse, like you were talking about last night in Ready Player One. And then they'll also say, oh, but you're a hero because you're fighting climate change. So, oh, you're a hero. You now live in a pod and eat the bugs and everything. But look at how great the metaverse is, and you can be half man, half cat, or anything you want.
Yeah, it's amazing. And, you know, I think I've been thinking about this and trying to see where they're going with all of it, and the metaverse is really a disturbing potential direction for humanity to head. It has, of course, its appeals, and it sounds interesting to go into other worlds, you know, with your VR goggles and stuff. But ultimately, what I think they would like is they've conditioned so many people just to be comfortable with being at home and just staying in. I recall
the excuse to be lazy.
Exactly. Netflix and chill. I remember during 2020 when everything was really locked down, German media was put out an article where basically they said these are the heroes of the pandemic are you. And the image they used was of a person laying on their couch watching TV, and you were lionized because you were the one that was staying home, keeping everyone safe, making sure nobody got sick from you being out and about. So I think they basically created this world where people are very happy to be at home. And we see that with a lot of people. They were very happy to chill out at home and put on 30, 40 pounds and eat junk food and have Uber Eats deliver their food.
And they have the excuse and the justification, so they just embrace it.
Right. And the next step is from Zoom world and Netflix world, the next leap there, you know, not a far leap, is just to put goggles on everyone. And you remember that iconic photo of Mark Zuckerberg walking through a room full of people with strapped into the goggles, and he looks extremely pleased with himself. I think that is where the globalists would like a lot of people, just the humanity, to head. Strap the goggles in and stay in your pod.
And, you know, it's something to me that is just, again, it's this weird... It's like alien. Who wants to live like that? Like, that's what I don't understand. Who doesn't like the world? You know, who doesn't like the sun? Who doesn't like a beach? Like, there's no amount of virtual reality or digital magnification or amplification that could ever give you the emotions and everything of the actual beauty of creation.
Well, I think we've learned now that a disconcertingly large segment of the population actually doesn't love those things and is not craving those things. Thankfully, I don't think it's a majority, but still, it's a large segment, I would say.
And it's like what they do is they, with the media, pretend like that's the majority. It's, oh, people want to go into the pod. People want to live in the virtual reality. I don't think so. I don't know. In fact, I don't really know anybody that's into that. Do you?
I don't associate with anyone that is into that sort of thing.
So, but you may be aware of some individuals?
Possibly. I think we see them all day. They are the person. They're the people in these crazy videos that are protesting for masks. They are the people that are riding their motorcycles with their
masks. I mean, just look at that. There's the photo right there. Yeah, the face suckers.
Yeah.
I can sit here and I can say I've never put on a virtual reality headset, and I never plan to.
Me neither. I think it's just bad juju. It's not.
Yeah. Yeah. It's one of those things that there's an instinct to not, you just know if you do that, a part of your soul just died.
Right.
As soon as you do that.
Yeah.
Even if just for 1 minute.
Right. It's your first hit. Don't go down that road. Don't take that first hit.
Yeah. And then, but look, you're saving climate change and, oh, you're saving the planet, and then, now I can be fat and sit on my ass all day long, I'm saving the planet, yeah. And, oh, look, I got a new Batman suit, I'm Batman in the virtual reality, and it's like a 600-pound dude just sitting in his bed with the goggles on, look, I'm Batman, Like, no, your soul is gone, dude. And that's what's so sad. You're just seeing, that's what's so alien about this. It's an attack on the human soul. It's an attack on the human spirit. It's about somehow ripping that away from us.
Absolutely. And I think that's really the end game, is to rip our souls out. And that's what they've been doing with the conditioning, that especially in the last couple of years, where it's just been demoralizing propaganda 24/7.
And that's what they're doing to Russians now, too. Anna Netrebko, Russian soprano, out at the Metropolitan Opera. Oh, this Russian who's amazing at opera, she's not allowed to sing anymore because she's a Russian. Russia's saying, hey, look, the West is trying to cancel us. Yeah, they are. I mean, that's International Cat Federation bans Russian cats from all competitions. I mean, what the hell is that? I've never wanted a cat in my life. All of a sudden, I want a Russian cat. I get a Russian cat? Let me save a Russian cat today. It's just unbelievable. Oh, Airbnb terminates service in Russia. Like, what is going on, man? They're going to try to Gaddafi him. That's my big fear. And when you have Lindsey Graham and others caterwauling for nuclear war, we're going into a dark place, folks. And the sad thing is we don't have the moral high ground here. That's what's really sad about this. And, I mean, who? Maybe China might already be in Taiwan. I mean, we probably wouldn't even hear about it if they went into Taiwan. Oh, but I'm sure the Democrats and the liberals in media and Hollywood that all stand with Ukraine, but wouldn't never dream of stepping foot in there to fight Putin. I'm sure if China went into Taiwan, they'd have the same response, don't you think? They'd all be wearing the Taiwanese shirts and making to say how bad China is, don't you think?
No, that will be a really interesting litmus test when that moment comes. How many of them are?
Wait, you mean mainstream media and liberals aren't consistent with their logic and ideology? No, they don't have double standards, Dan. They're going to be outraged. They're going to be calling Xi a dictator, and they're going to be calling for nuclear war with Xi, too, I'm sure. No, it will be a litmus test, and it'll show people what lying frauds and cowards they really are. Dan, it's been great to have you here in studio. You do great work over at Infowars.com, Europe. The Europe version as well, your site Border Hawk News. I think you're planning on going to the border soon, too.
We're working on that. We're making another trip down there. We sent someone down there a couple months ago, and it was a very fruitful trip. A lot of great exclusive content, and we're thinking about going back down there again. But while I have you, this opportunity, many of our viewers and friends and fans will know that Owen and I do our best to promote positive, healthy living, healthy diets, eating a lot of meat, getting a lot of sun, getting a lot of exercise. But with that being said, we all have our vices and we all have our weaknesses. And Owen and I actually share a weakness for sour candy. And I know how hard it can be to find good quality sour candy that you can feel like you can indulge in. And I actually have found some very similar to sour Skittles, which is like the primo sour candy, but they're organic.
Organic.
So you can
Skittles.
Indulge in those and not feel quite as bad.
Wow. And look at this, non-GMO and everything. Have you tried these?
Oh, they're addictive.
Have you seen, I'll have to show you, have you seen my pantry at home?
No.
I literally have, like, I'm not proud of this. I literally have, like, the industrial box of Sour Patch Kids. It's as big as my pantry.
Dangerous.
Yeah, but so this, you're saying this will stem the tide right here?
They're so good. They're dangerous,
this is,
too.
I'll probably eat this whole bag tonight. Dan Lyman, ladies and gentlemen, that does it for me. What a week it's been. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. Jay Dyer is taking over now, and we're going to have Christy Lee hosting the War Room for me today. I'm going to take a well-deserved break this afternoon, show Dan a little bit around Austin. Infowarsstore.com, folks. Keep us on the air.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.